I'm here in the KBXC studio, and originally I was going to give a whole rundown of all the stops on the First Friday Art Walk in Bemidji, but I'm sitting here with this fascinating artist right now, and I want to just kind of get to the conversation. So I'm going to encourage you to go to watermarkartcenter.org and download your interactive map and also the information about all the stops on the Art Walk in Bemidji. There's a lot of stuff going on around town. But at the Watermark itself, there is a show that I kind of just got gobbled up by yesterday, and I can't wait to go back and stare at it some more. And it is a show of a collection of oil paintings by a gentleman by the name of Thomas Paquette. And he is in the studio right now. And it is a traveling exhibit. The piece, it looks like there's around 40 pieces in your show.
Yes. Hi, Katie. Thanks for bringing me on.
Absolutely.
Yes, there are about 35 pieces in the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're along the Mississippi River.
From beginning to end.
Okay.
And when I say end, I mean the very end and the very beginning as well. So right here at Itasca State Park and going all the way down to the Delta, and I had to, you know, you can walk across the river up here, but down there it's a little longer to walk across.
Yeah.
So I actually chartered a plane to take me across over to get a view of what it looks like as you might at the beginning of the river to see the entirety of the river as it ends.
Okay. And these are oil paintings. I personally love oil work because it's so brilliant and vibrant. And I just think the light dances across oil like it cannot dance across other mediums. Why do you love it so much? And what's it like working with it?
I do. Well, it's so variable. I mean, what you can do with it is it just stretches in all kinds of directions of, you know, it'll hold the brush marks, or you can make it so thin you see right through it. And there are people that do a very good job with acrylic, and they can, and the acrylics have gotten better. I just haven't had time to mess with it. So I love working in oil, and I also work in gouache, which is a watercolor. And it's not in the show, though.
Everything's oil that's in the
Everything
show.
Everything is oil.
And I was asking you about how you work with it, because obviously, well, when you go to the Watermark, you'll notice there's just so much layering going on. And you were saying how you'll sand it off and kind of reveal some of those. I don't know if sanding is the right word.
No, that's right.
Okay.
I did say that, but I also don't do that as much as just chip it off or work. I don't have a method for painting, which keeps it all very fresh for me. So actually, the works will range from, having very thick layers of paint that has gone on over a long period of time to ones that are worked over and over again. I tend to do that a lot. But they're just all, I just love working with oil paints in all kinds of different ways. So there's no one thing that describes my work except for possibly one thing, which is I usually start out, I just draw directly on the canvas, and the colors are usually incredibly arbitrary. So some of that in the very end does show through. But it's not intentional. It's just a way of me keeping the painting alive in terms of color for myself. So,
and you've been doing this for a long time, decades.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's true.
30 to 40 years, you said. So this is not your first rodeo or trip down a river.
Well, yeah, in fact, on this I did, getting away from the metaphor of it, but I came back to the river many, many times over the 3 years that it took to put the show together. And various seasons and looking at various things. There's everything from, you know, the wilderness, so-called, of northern Minnesota to nuclear power plants and different sorts of things that are in the show. People fishing for subsistence, dining along the river in Kentucky, and then, as I said, flying over the Delta in the end. And so there's a great variety of things. So, yes. But it is my first time seeing some of that, so that was a lot of fun. That's the great thing about being a landscape painter. You get to go out and find things you haven't seen before and bring them to the canvas.
Yeah, and there's something, you would know this because you just did it, but I grew up in the Missouri River, and of course, living in northern Minnesota with the lakes all around, the sky and the water tend to play off of each other so much with what's happening, and you really do a great job of sort of capturing the different personalities that arise from weather patterns and what's happening in nature.
Yeah, I like how you say that, the personalities, because that's exactly how I look at it as well. It's the character of the land and the sky interacting that I find really intriguing. So
you mentioned before we got in the air something that I find as fascinating as your art. You're a bit of a train jumper.
Yes. Well, I'm not anymore. But in fact, the last time that I hopped a freight train, I would often go for a long, you know, 3 or 4 months or so and be on the road and go out west up to Alaska, et cetera. But the last freight train hopping that I did was here out of Bemidji. We actually had to go south. I went with a friend. It's the only time I went with a friend, but it was over Thanksgiving break, and we decided to go see a friend in Seattle, Olympia, actually. And we hopped on a train and found our way there, and we were back in about a week. So it's actually fairly fast travel. I'm not advising it, but...
Well, don't try this at home, but right. Could you talk a little bit about... What do you do when you hop a train?
This is
something that's never crossed my mind, so I'm fascinated.
Well, first you make sure you have a lot of water and food because you don't know where or when you might get off the train. And you try and be very careful about, well, I'll write a guidebook someday.
Are there other people? Are there other people tucked in the train?
Oh, sometimes you run into them, but more often you'll run into brakemen and people like that. And if you're unlucky, you run into the people who are trying to chase you off the tracks. But sometimes the people who worked on the tracks back then, they were pretty kind to young people hopping the freight, because they have a romantic ideal of where they work. You know, they've always been fascinated by trains that... The engineers were the best. They were just, one time I was chasing behind a train trying to get on it. I'd already put my backpack on it. And then there was a bull, they call him, a guard or whatever. He was chasing after me to get me to not jump on the train. But here are the engineers looking out of their windows saying, come on, come on. You
know, really? Were,
yeah. I got on the train. It was great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're digressing. Let's get back to the art. There is a book available that has all of these pieces compiled within it. And there are descriptive short essays about each piece. And there's all of them grabbed my attention. But The Color of Time.
The Color of Time.
That piece in particular.
Yeah, that is a view of the river near Hastings, Minnesota. And sometimes the river road on either side of the river, my project was to just follow the entire river and see what I could see and put it into paint. And when I got near Prescott, Wyoming, Wisconsin, it became difficult to be by the river. And I was racing against the clock to get there before it got dark. And so I felt like I got there in the nick of time. And it kind of reminded me of something that Thoreau had written. He said, I never have got over my surprise that I should have been born into the most estimable place in the world, and in the very nick of time, too. And I find that a funny line, and I always keep it in mind. But it's a good way to think of life, I think, in general. But that's, you know, any moment is always, you're here at the nick of time. And that's what that's about, really.
Well, thanks for stopping in. I'm so glad that you came in. And I encourage you to go to the Watermark Art Center. This particular show will be up until the end of October, October 28th. It'll be worth your time to go and check it out. So thanks so much, Thomas Paquette, for coming in today. And thanks for sharing your gifts with the world.
Oh, thank you, Katie. I appreciate it.
Have a great opening tonight.
Thank you.
Area Voices and the Arts Cavalcade that happens every first Friday is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota. Find out what's happening in your community in the arts world. Go out and experience it.